Here's a guy I'm sure who's interested in that, along with other outdoor related items, because I listened to him speak yesterday at the industry breakfast at the Canadian Spring Fishing and Boat Show. And no stranger to all of the listeners on the line now is Doug Ford, who is running for the leadership of the Conservative Party. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Angelo. How are you doing?
Doing great, man. Sorry to have you on hold there. We've been running late all morning. That's my fault.
Oh, that's quite all right. It's just going to delay me from getting over to the fishing and boat show. That's all.
Tell Andy I'm sorry. listen, first of all, thank you very much on behalf of folks who are into the outdoors for coming out yesterday at our big event. Doug,
well, thanks for having me, Angelo. It was great.
Oh, absolute pleasure. It was refreshing to hear that you do agree with us that people should be put in a position, and I'm talking about cabinet ministers or ministers who hold certain portfolios. They should be put there because of their knowledge and expertise in those fields. And it was refreshing to hear a politician echo those same words as you did yesterday.
Well, Angelo, I've always believed in that, and I can't stand politicians that, for instance, are just a regular lifelong politician, and they think they're experts for instance, healthcare, and they know nothing about healthcare. I believe you. Yeah. Get the professionals in the industry, be it the doctors and someone in the healthcare industry, to run the Ministry of Health. And that goes for the MNR, too. You know, you don't, if for instance, you don't necessarily have a doctor talking about the Ministry of Natural Resources. But what bothers me about the yesterday was we had one gentleman, and God bless him for coming, but they just don't they don't seem to get it over there that you have one of the largest outdoor show in Ontario, and there's very or little representation from the ministry. It's absolutely staggering to me.
I'll go one step further than that, Doug. Yeah. Over the last, I'm going to say 5, maybe 6 years, the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forests, by the way.
Don't forget the F.
Yeah, I can't forget the F now that they've added that. That was dumb. But anyways, that's a whole other ballgame. But they've completely moved away from any media discussion at all on anything they're doing, including this program, including all of the outdoor programs, including the live shows that you were at yesterday. They, for some reason, have turned their backs on the outdoor community. What do you make of that?
Well, first of all, I have a message for the outdoor community. Help is on its way. Someone will be listening, and we're going to make some drastic changes. We're going to make sure we go into government and clean that place out from top to bottom and make sure that people, when they go into a ministry, they feel passionate about that ministry. And do you know what bothers me so much? I called, I'll tell you a story, Angelo. So I called the ministry. I was putting a dock in. And they bounced me around. But when I called, I must have been bounced around to 15 different people. No one answered the phone, by the way. Oh. Yeah, press 1, press 2, press 4, press 7. I can guarantee you one thing. We're going to have a live operator picking up the phone, because nothing is more frustrating for the public, no matter what ministry it is, calling up and not getting someone on the other line. It's a waste of time. It's not efficient. We need to have someone there directing calls. So that's kind of my little rant on the ministry of not focusing on customer service excellence. That's where we're going to focus on with our government, customer service excellence.
And you know, and I know this is selfish of me, and I know if the other folks who are running for the leadership of the party saying, hey, what about me? Well, you know, selfish of me, because I happen to know that that Doug does participate in the outdoors, and his background growing up took place in my world, which is the outdoors. So maybe, maybe I do gravitate to Doug a little more than the other folks who are running. Although, you know, anybody who wants to come on the program that is running, by all means, give us a call, and we'd be more than happy to talk to you. But let me tell you something. If your interests are not the same as mine, and that is the other, I'm sick and tired, Doug, as I know you've heard throughout your political career. I'm sick and tired of being one of those voters that nobody listens to. From here on in, it's a different ballgame. If you don't sing my tune, I'm tuning you out.
Yeah, no, I agree. I've been hearing that right across the province, Angelo. The grassroots are speaking up right now. It's not about the political elites and the establishment that are down at Queen's Park and trying to feather their nest and get the big billion-dollar contracts. It's the average person out there that's not being listened to. They need a voice. And you see this movement not only throughout the states but throughout Canada as well, that people are fed up. They're fed up with not being listened to and being taxed to death. All it is tax, tax, tax. You put your hand in your pocket, and there's Kathleen Wynne, there's Justin Trudeau, and there's your municipal government gouging you for every penny they can. And I always tell people, Angelo, imagine if you went and applied at a job, and they said, you're going to work a year, but we're only going to pay you for 6 months. That's where we're at right now. That's how much taxes each individual person pays now. You're working 6 months for the government. Under our administration, it's done. We're going to start saving you money and putting money back into your pocket.
So, Doug, I have to ask you, I mean, how do you guys, your team I'm talking about now in particular, I mean, you've been a moving target the last little while. You were, of course, a former councillor for the city of Toronto. In 2014, you ran for mayor of the city. You were looking to run against Tory now, and all of a sudden this happens with Patrick Brown. You're now not only in the game, but you could be leading the game as far as I'm concerned as the next conservative leader, which I know if that happens, you're going to be the next premier of this province. Like, your life the last little while must just be a roller coaster of ups and downs and changes. How do you find the time to come up with a platform? How do you find the time to come up with a program that you're going to sell the people?
Well, what our platform has never changed over 25 years since my dad served with Mike Harris. It's basically six easy points. It's about reducing the size and cost of government. And we focus on bringing well-paying manufacturing jobs. And how you do that is our third item, that is getting rid of this carbon tax, which is a terrible tax for the people, terrible tax for the businesses. It kills jobs. We're going to get rid of that. And then getting some resources to our hospitals. And we have the greatest doctors and nurses in the world, Angelo. And all are being is being attacked by this Liberal government. And then the last two is reducing hydro cost. We have the highest hydro rates in North America. A lot of hydro is being wasted. There's been sole source deals. Businesses are moving south. And then the last is revamping our education system. We're at a 50 percentile in the provincial standards for grade 6 math. And we should be in the highest percentiles internationally. And then the last one that no one wants to talk about, education, is the sex ed curriculum. I'm going across this province, and people are dead against that. We have to change that. And I always believe the educators are the parents at home. And not to say get rid of it. I'm just saying at an older age, we're teaching kids this stuff in grade two. It's staggering. Rob's little guy hopped in the back of the car last day, and he says, "Uncle Dougie, I just learned about sex."
Oh, my God.
I'm thinking, you've got to be kidding me. And I'm not saying get rid of it. I'm just saying, like, move it up to grade 8 when we were growing up.
Yeah,
you know, that's more appropriate. But anyways, we're gonna turn this province around and have the most prosperous province in the country.
Well, I'm excited to see that happen, my friend, as you know. And I'm excited for the outdoor community, because I know that if things go the way we would all like them to go, we will finally have a word in the government's ear, and hopefully help us preserve and manage the wildlife and the tremendous resources that we all take for granted in this part of the world. And
it's someone in that department that knows what they're doing.
Yeah, it's going to be great, man. listen, I want to thank you for joining us this morning, Doug. I really appreciate it, and we'd like you to come back on as we progress through this race.
Any time, I'd love to go on. I just want to encourage all your listeners to get up to the fishing and boat show. I'm going to be up there and meet the great people, the outdoors people. They're my type of people.
Attaboy. That's at the Mississauga in Mississauga at the International Center. Doug will be there today at the Spring and Boat Show. Thanks, buddy.
Excellent. Thanks so much. All the best.
Doug Ford running for the leadership of the Conservative Party. That should be fun.